The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I blew our washing machine up. It was just like craziness. Oh my gosh, let me tell you about this. I didn't know what to do. I was so freaked out. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Tell us how you blew up the washing machine.
The dispenser on the countertop where I wash dishes near my farmhouse sink, the dish soap dispenser, was not working. I'm like, what's going on? So I kept pouring dish soap into the little bottle. I finally realized the bottle must not be there. Something's going on. So I look under the sink and there is an ocean of dish soap everywhere under my sink. There is Dawn and Palmolive mixed all together.
Our whole little counter was blue.
Okay, so I had to take everything out from underneath. Now, I want you to understand that it's full of soap, like every single item. So I'm washing it. Towels are everywhere. The carpet's full of soap. It's just a soap island. And I said to Otto, it's going to be like an hour and a half before I go work out. I'm not going to be upset. It'll give me a chance to clean the sink underneath. And I did. And then I throw the rug, which is washable, into our washing machine.
When I had just warned her, Dana, there's a lot of soap underneath there. Be careful throwing anything into the washing machine because you could cause a real accident.
And before I know it, everything's washing.
It looks like a movie in our laundry room.
Oh my gosh, the soap is just coming out of the washer. Just.
Oh man, dude.
And we live on the 17th floor, so all I'm thinking is the people below us are about to have soap in their living room.
I care that I could lose my washing machine. I'm thinking, am I ruining this? So we're grabbing towels. Otto's throwing towels at me, and I'm cleaning the floor. The cat is like, what is happening?
The cats are like, where's all this soap coming from?
It's just so
everywhere. You guys are there, not there.
It's just horrible. So anyway, luckily the washer's okay. You don't understand. I have washer PTSD because I went many years without a washer. Worst time ever. Gosh, that was the worst time ever.
I did a lot of laundromat trips.
You know, my grandmother always washed everything by hand until I came into the world. My mom said the first time we ever had a washing machine was when you were born. My nana would...
She was like, go down to the river?
She would carry water from a well that was 2 blocks away from our casita on the north side, Otto, that you've been to. And she would wash everything de mano, from hand. Yes, she had a washing board and everything. So when I was born, she's like, we're not doing that anymore. She bought a fancy washing machine, okay?
She didn't want to rough it anymore.
I guess. So then I move out and I'm like... Do you mean they don't come with the house? I was like, what? These apartments that I could afford, I had to go to something called the laundromat. Have you ever been here?
I grew up at the laundromat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I did when I would go with my mother. When I lived with my mom, the laundromat was the worst place. There was never any air conditioning. It was fun, though, because I was an only child, that there were other kids there, and we get in the basket and push each other around and race.
Me and my brothers would avoid the homeless and play baseball, play catch. We'd take our gloves or take a basketball so we could pass to each other and do something. We'd figure something out.
Laundry mat did you guys go to?
Because the one by my house.
Yeah. I guess that tells you where I used to live.
I guess, dude, because that's not like that now. They're accepting, you know, tap to pay. There's a lot of, connected Wi-Fi, and their laundromats are, like, I go to one right now.
Not the one in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right, though. Otto and I had to go to one. We were traveling or something. There was Cafecito. They had turkey bacon sandwiches. Do you remember that spot? I'm like, what kind of laundromat is this? Why didn't I have this when I was little? Anyway, my washer's okay now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shout out all the Uber drivers locked in. We get a lot of calls from Uber and Lyft drivers, and I can't even imagine how difficult your job is with people just, you know, being rude and sometimes having accidents in cars. But a police officer jumping into your car is something I could have never imagined, and it happened. Yeah, so we're going to play the audio for you. The moment the Uber driver realizes that the person wanting a ride doesn't want to ride like a normal person, it's a cop, and she's on the chase after a criminal.
Hey, give me a ride over there, please. Go, go that way. That way. Go, 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 go.
All right.
Go pick her up.
Turn left on Columbia Street.
DeLeon, get in. DeLeon. Go, go, go.
No.
Get in, bro.
Which way did he go?
Over there. Go that way.
So you can hear his Uber navigation going off. the background like, what are you doing? Where are you going? And she's like, Julian, jump in. Her cop friend jumps in. Meanwhile, the criminal got away.
Yeah.
He escaped the whole scene.
I saw somebody's Ring camera video, and let me tell you, those cops were not very fast. And
no.
The criminal was a lot faster.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening here? Do we not like take a speed test when you run?
Dude.
Because, honey, your girl here is no spring chicken, and I could outrun him too.
But question is, Dana Cortez, are you, if you're driving that Uber car and they jump in your car, are you helping them?
Have you ever seen The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the way Jazzy Jeff goes, ah, that's me, I'm out of that car. I'm out of there.
Letting them take over the car?
Yeah.
No.
First of all, take your car?
The city will be buying me a new car.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm not going to go along for this ride, nor am I driving.
And that's why I'm driving. I'm literally, I am clicking sport mode, and we're going fast, and we're going reckless, and we're going to catch this criminal.
Absolutely not.
And this is the one time I can drive like that and have no chance of getting a ticket. And like you said, they can pay for any kind of wreck or anything. Yeah.
I'm not doing
automatic.
That.
You've been waiting for something like that, right?
Do a crime in front of me and let a cop start chasing you. Jump in, buddy. Let's go get him.
They better hop in your car, because if they hopped in my car, absolutely not. Number one, I probably don't have that much gas to begin with. They're going to be like, get him. I'm like, hey, you got, I need like $10. You need to Venmo me $10 before we go.
We're not going
Number
anywhere.
Two, check engine lights going too crazy for a cop chase right now. Can't have that. Number three, you towed my car last year. I'm not going to help you.
Exactly.
This ain't self-checkout. Look, what are you doing? No.
I'm not going to get involved either. I don't know what happened. And you know what? I've been guilty of a crime or two. You know, I can't believe I'm admitting this. Do you know I took towels from a hotel room? Oh, I cannot believe I took the towels.
You and my dad.
Really, Otto?
He would always come home with towels. I'd be like, where'd you... He's like, I bought them. I'm sure
you guys are the reasons hotel deposits are so high.
You know, exactly.
I remember my mom was like, really? It said Marriott. It's like, I'm sorry. And then one time, I'd never seen these before. They're little bitty salt and pepper shakers. They come with room service. My girlfriend got like a suite.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Ones.
Yeah.
Put them in my bag and took them. How in the world, if I'm a criminal like that, am I going to chase another criminal? I got your back, okay?
Who did I marry?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ready to play Who's Lying for some free Dana Cortez Show merch? Hoodie or t-shirt?
Why are you lying? Why you always lying?
Ow! Okay, 877-730-DCS1. You are caller 9. What's your name?
Rachel,
you either get a hoodie or a t-shirt if you can guess who's lying. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. will go around the room, share something personal about ourselves, catch us, somebody's fibbing. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win a t-shirt or a hoodie. I'm going to go first. So, Rachel, my first grade crush, I want to talk about this person because I just remember him like it was yesterday. From first grade all the way to junior high and high school, he was my boyfriend. And it was kind of interesting because everyone in my family thought that we'd end up together except my Nana. My Nana who raised me told me, you're too young, it'll never last. Obviously, I'm married to DJ Automatic, so she was right. But I really thought, you know, because first love, it was going to be forever.
Good thing it didn't work out. Right? DJ Automatic here. So it's my first day of kindergarten, and I walk into Miss Penny's class. And, you know, I'm looking around. You see all the colors. You see the words.
Yeah,
you see the numbers
exciting.
On the walls. And then I see this girl, and she immediately catches my attention. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this girl is beautiful.
Aww.
So I figure out what her name is right away. I'm like, Erin Johnson. Oh, I'm into Erin Johnson. I think this is my first real crush. Yeah. I go home and
kindergarten's a big deal.
Tell my mom, I'm like, Mom, there's this girl, Erin Johnson, in my class. I think I'm going to marry her. And she says, that's your cousin.
Oh, no! Can't marry your cousin.
Can't do that. No.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I'll never forget the first girl I kissed, or as we called it back then, busted a Mac with. It was the end of the year field trip at an amusement park, and we kissed. And the next day after, I overheard her telling her friend, he's handsome, but he's really chubby. And ever since then, I developed a thick boy complex.
No.
So I hope you're doing good, Alma.
Oh, no. Okay, Rachel, somebody in the studio is telling a story. If you guess who it is, you get the free merch. Who's lying?
Oh, it's a hard one, but I'm
going
to guess DJ Automatic.
No.
No. God.
As redneck as it sounded, it's a real story.
I'm lying, Rachel. My first grade crush, I don't know. Actually, my first grade crush told me, you're one of the guys. Nobody likes you like that. I was like, God. It was horrible. It was harsh.
Wore cleats.
I wore cleats to school and Hanes t-shirts, white t-shirts, whatever. Rachel, do you remember your first crush in school?
Oh, yes, that elementary crush. Everybody remembers those.
Oh, what was his name?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say? Why? Is he still in your life?
I probably see him sometime.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
I understand that.
Don't want to put that on blast. Rachel, thank you so much for listening to us. It means the world to me that we are your number one morning drive. You can try again next week. Love you, girl. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank
you. Oh, bye. Man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember your first job? I don't mean working for your parents. I mean the first time you got your paycheck. Mm. Northwest, who's the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, is talking about what she wants to do. Now, before I reveal what it is, you know, she's on the cover of Days Magazine right now.
She's already on the cover of a magazine?
Thank you, Otto. And this isn't the first time that she's been featured in a magazine. Interview Magazine, you know, had her answer some questions. It was actually Kim who did the interview, so she was protected. And it was hilarious.
Hey, it's me, Tyler, the creator. Hey, it's me, Kanye West. Hey, it's me, Northwest.
Is Tyler, the creator, her favorite artist?
Yes, Otto. Tyler's her favorite artist. Second favorite is Kanye West. That's crazy. But she's just so fun. You know, she really is that kid that probably comes into like the birthday party and makes everybody else laugh. And then Kim continues with the interview.
If you could live inside of a cartoon, which one would it be?
Barbie.
Why?
I really like Raquel, and it's a good show, and I watch it every night.
Fun fact about Nora, every night when she falls asleep, she needs the TV on.
That's not a fun fact. That's not a fun fact.
She's like, there's nothing fun about that. That's not fun.
I identify with that.
Okay, so Northwest says she wants to work at Starbucks.
Yeah. How is she going to work at Starbucks if she's on the cover of magazines already?
I thought maybe she'd be able to get away with it. I was like, well, you know, 14, 15, you can get a job.
She's a Kardashian.
I don't know, but maybe in Los Angeles, because people there, like stars just run also, wild. Maybe she could work there.
Maybe she could also explore a career at Dutch Bros, too, because she seems a little bit outgoing.
Nah,
she's too sassy. Dutch Bros. No, she's got Dutch Bros energy.
Dutch Bros. She's too sassy for Dutch Bros. Starbucks would be fun. Do you remember your first job?
Yeah.
Where you got a check?
I was a valet.
Oh, wow.
I was 15 years old and they never asked me for my license.
Did you have a license?
Wait, no, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. You were parking cars?
I was parking like Mercedes, Jaguars, BMWs, Range Rovers.
Did you take any joyrides?
Maybe a few.
I knew you did. I knew you did.
They shouldn't have let a 15-year-old work there.
Jeez.
Well, speaking of that, you don't have to name the establishment. Well, was it a restaurant or are you working for the cartel?
I was working for a valet company.
At a restaurant? Right. Where
no,
were you?
No, they would do private parties.
Oh, all right.
Oh, dang, you was deep. It could have been a cartel. We don't know. We'll never know.
I remember those houses were impressive, I'll say that.
I remember the first time I got a paycheck, I thought I was rich. I worked at this convenience store called Allsup's. It's only in certain parts of the country. And they sold chimichanga burritos.
They're delicious.
So good. In the middle of the night, people would show up. I did the graveyard shift. My first check was $168.
You were rich.
You couldn't have told me that I was rich. I'll never forget it. Cashing that check, having all that money. Of course, it all went to my child because I was only 15 when I had her. But that's not the point. I had to go buy diapers and stuff. But whatever. It was fun. It was fun getting that money.
Was that before or after taxes, $168?
It was after taxes.
Ooh.
Can you imagine Northwest getting her Starbucks check?
Oh.
Taking that home to the billions of dollars. Here's my $200.
If she's lucky.
If she's lucky, exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As the trial of Tupac Shakur continues, his brother, Mopreme Shakur, is actually speaking to the BBC about how the trial is going, about his feelings. 30 years later, think about that. We're talking about an unsolved crime for 30 years. Here he is.
The justice I would like, I will never get. I want my brother back. Period. Dot. I want my little brother back. Pac didn't get a trial. He just got a death sentence. The amount of pain, distress, heartache that the family has gone through and Pac's fans have gone through, it's unmatched.
So then the reporter asks him, now that Keefe D has been arrested and this trial is happening, how do you and the family feel?
We're cautiously optimistic. Of course, we want justice for Pac. We will never stop getting justice for Pac.
And that's what the family really wants to convey, that 30 years later, they still want justice. It's unfair that they've had to go this whole time. All of them claim they know what happened. They know who did it. Why was nobody ever arrested until now? Keefe D is the only person left living. He's the only guy left standing. And he profited from the interviews he did when he wrote that book that we talked about yesterday. He wrote a book about being involved in this. You know, he charged people for interviews. He made money off of this. Yeah.
I didn't realize that he was the only one living who was involved in any of this at all.
Yep. He's the last one standing, except for allegedly Diddy. As we also talked about yesterday, who he claimed was the person who took the hit out and owed him $1 million.
And the more we hear, the more it feels like these two men were more worth more dead than they were alive to the people that were running.
Talking about
there.
Biggie.
Yes, Biggie and Tupac. That they were worth more dead to the people that own their record labels and own their careers than they were worth alive.
Otto, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because we're talking about 30 years ago. There's a lot of people who weren't alive during this time or who were extremely young and don't really understand this East Coast, West Coast beef. It was a real big thing. You had...
The nightly news would talk about it.
Exactly. But you're talking about an industry that profited and perpetuated the anger and violence against one another to sell more records.
Sell more magazines, to sell more videos.
All of it. And what ended up happening is two of the most talented men on the planet lost their lives. It cost them their lives. And so I understand his brother, why he wants justice, you know?
Rightfully so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sonic has some new things on the menu that I'm not quite sure about. Otto's going to give us the details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Are you ready for the Labor Day sales, honey? Because they are coming. We got Ashley and Wayfair 70% off. The Home Depot and LG appliances and tools. Outdoor gear, TVs and laptops. Do not buy them during Labor Day. Wait till Black Friday. You heard it here. Mm. Okay, you get the best deals on electronics during Black Friday.
So you said that you're 70% off at like two places. What's going on at the other places?
Good deals. Just don't buy the laptops, okay? Food news, DJ Automatic.
All right, Sonic's going all the way in on the banana trend, and they now have a banana collection. They have banana pudding shakes. They have banana pudding blast. They have banana dirty Dr. Peppers, and they also have banana pudding cream slushes.
Except for the dirty D. I'm not down.
You're not down with the dirty D?
Nobody wants a banana.
I don't think most women are down with the dirty
Dr.
D.
Dr. Pepper. That's not good. Hey, you know why I like going to Sonic? I love the car hops. Here's the thing that I'm leaving. I cannot eat in my car. I don't
can't
like
eat in a car?
No,
then
I
why
don't
are you going
like it.
To park on the side there so you can eat in the car.
Just so they can bring it out because I like giving them tips. I think it's cool. It reminds me of like old school. But every time I eat in my car, it never fails. I drop food. And I'd never find it. Where does the food go?
We have not been to a Sonic in a very long time. Let's do they still have the roller skating people?
At least the one I visited, they did. They have actual rollerbladers, which I'm not sure how you feel about rollerbladers versus roller skaters, but they had rollerbladers.
I mean, fruit boots for the banana pudding
shake. Otto! My God. All right. National Day Anthony A.
All right. We have Women's Equality Day. Shout out to the 19th Amendment.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Salute. I can't believe there are some people right now trying to rescind the 19th Amendment, saying that women shouldn't vote. And there are actually women saying they agree that their man should be the deciding factor in the vote. Listen, if you feel that way, I concur. Please don't vote, ladies. If you feel that way, I'm with you. Don't cast a vote. Let your man do it. All right, what do you have next, Ant?
We also have National Toilet Paper Day.
Now, there's something we can all get on board with.
I mean, I don't think anybody really appreciated toilet paper until the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh. I still have that video of us when we got ours in the mail. We're doing a toilet paper dance. Like, yeah.
Got ours in the mail. I remember being at the grocery store at 4 in the morning trying to get in so I could get some.
Remember the parking lot exchanges? It was like doing a deal. How many you got? Four. I got four. All right.
And we'll wrap up today by shouting out Man's Best Friend. It's National Dog Day.
Oh, shout out to Eros and Princess Aphrodite, our beautiful Huskies, our sister-in-law. Well, your sister, obviously, Otto. Sister Matic has them right now because we're living in an apartment. And she was like, that's cruel. I'm going to take the dogs. And we visit them a lot. But I miss my dogs.
I miss them a lot. We have cats right now in the apartment, but I do go see my dogs pretty often. And I love my baby Dider. She's actually 14 years old now.
Yeah, they don't miss us.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Your sister lives on the bottom of a mountain. They freaking love living there. They do not want to come home.
They don't miss the heat.
No, they're Huskies. How would they miss? You know what? We should take them to Sonic for some of their ice drinks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.